Ready?
All right, yeah.
Close enough?
Yeah.
6:59 and some seconds.
Pete
always waits till 7, right?
Well, I don't beat. Pete's not. Yeah.
He's cool. Not here.
Yeah, we're unsupervised. You're in the hot seat.
Let's get going.
Let's live dangerous.
All right, so call to order of Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not on the agenda? Seeing as none, highlight consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve consent agenda?
You do.
Anything that needs to be pulled? I should have asked that first. No.
Second.
Second. Okay.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Reminder to the chair, but I think we have to do our board, our officer elections.
Oh, that's this time. Sorry. Thanks to my secretary for keeping me in line. Not my secretary, my accountant.
Treasurer, you're on double duty.
Oaths of office for trustee Pete Geddes and Walt Zydek. Election of board officers. So oath of office, you guys already did yours.
I just signed mine.
Yep, and I'll grab Pete another time.
Okay, and so then election of board officers.
Currently, just for the record, Pete Geddes is the chair. Justin Miller is vice chair. Walt Zydek, myself, the treasurer, and secretaries.
Ken Benjamin.
And unless there's discussion, I'd make a motion to retain the same slate if everybody's comfortable with that. Second. Unless somebody would like to have the treasurer position. I'm trying to pawn it off.
Nope. I'd like you to keep it for the next 10 years.
So I'll second the that by acclamation, the current seats.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
That's
okay.
Goes.
Regular agenda. Annual meeting topics. Introduction of district trustees, staff, and volunteer.
Somebody jumped the gun.
Sorry.
I'm Cheryl Lyman, the administrative assistant.
I'm Chris Dalhauser, the assistant chief.
Walt Zydek, treasurer.
Justin Miller, vice chair.
Jason Jarrett, trustee.
Ken Biedemann, secretary.
Okay. Recent Highlight Rural Fire District news stories.
There hasn't been much going on. We do have the barbecue coming up. We're about to, well, we can talk about that later, but the academy is about to wrap up. But
nice. How many do you have graduating?
7.
Nice. All 7 started?
All 7.
Nice.
Started. We had 8.
Oh.
Started with 8, sorry.
Started with 8, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Board presentation and discussion of current and possible district finances, issues, and concerns.
I'll just say, with regard to finances, we're in pretty good shape. I think we're doing a pretty good job of planning, but just for the record, we don't want to let our guard down. We have, obviously everybody knows that with expenses increasing, that we still have to be careful how we utilize our budget. So, but I have faith that this staff and this board will do a good job moving forward into the future and judiciously using our resources.
Nice. Anyone else? Good. Do we have a review of bylaws? Any changes that need to be made?
I saw none that I wanted to jump into.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, unless okay. Staff had any.
We did that last year. We don't have to do that every year.
Yeah, just.
I'm teasing.
Yes. Yeah.
Any board policies that need updated or changed? We did all those.
Nothing too. From staff?
Nothing from me.
I think so.
Okay, number two, discussion and decision on chief salary discussion.
This one, just for historical reference, a couple of years ago, Cheryl reminded me of this. I kind of actually forgot exactly what we had done, but we had, prior to a couple of years ago, we had gone for three or four years without reviewing the chief's salary. And so that was a discussion and decision item a couple of years ago. And during that discussion, it was suggested that this item be put on the agenda as an annual rolling agenda item for annual review at the same time. So I guess I'd just like to say that we have obviously approved, the board did approve a across the board increase in salaries.
Yeah, we did that last,
right. Yep. And so I guess I would suggest that we've addressed that issue, but I think staff has put together some comparables, and so may want to just review that. And I think we want to stay on top of our comparables with our neighboring fire districts, just so that we do the best that we can in remaining competitive in the valley. But I think at this juncture, I would suggest that we have addressed that issue.
Okay. Any other discussion? Do we need a decision, even though we've already decisioned it, or do we just want to keep it as an annual review?
I think we should keep it as a bookmark to make sure we don't miss it if we were and didn't address it in budget discussions.
Okay. I would concur. I would suggest that we leave it as a rolling agenda item in case it falls below the radar.
Did we have the decision on the last month?
We did. We did.
So we don't need another decision, right?
No. I just, I think with it being on the rolling agenda item, is good that then we can, the record shows that we addressed it.
Right.
Okay. So seeing as we addressed it last meeting, we're good to go. Boiler purchase for the Ray House.
Oh boy.
Is that not done?
Negative. So we have gone through, Fredo has worked very, very hard at looking at all the options as far as, can't rebuild the one we have or refurb it. We attempted to find like a used one that might be in good shape. Most companies wouldn't touch it, but we did get one company that actually worked really hard to try to do that, because we know it's not going to be a long-term deal. And we never came across, they couldn't find anything that would actually work. So we're down to, we're going to have to purchase one. And it's going to be about $12,000 to put in a new one.
What would be a mini split like for?
Well, would it be $12,000?
Do you guys have a water heater for taking showers and hot water and a boiler, or do you just have one system?
We have a hot water for domestic water use, and then that boiler keeps that thing nice and warm.
Okay.
When it went out, still in late winter, early spring, it was pretty chilly over there with just the heat that we had in there.
Yeah.
So.
Can we put another mini split in for $3,000, since we have one upstairs, and put one downstairs?
We could, but what we found was the back end of the house stays pretty chilly, even on the first floor where the mini split is.
Okay.
So it's kind of down to our last option.
Four bedrooms, three bedrooms.
There's three bedrooms upstairs and one bedroom and living space downstairs.
So what would it take? They got the zone mini splits that, you know, you don't need one for every single room.
We can certainly look into it and see if we'll get them to come out.
Because those things are removable and then they could go into the new place. So if we spent the same amount of money but got four mini splits on one system that went to every room, then they'd be more comfortable with air conditioning in the summer.
Right.
And so just kind of dual purpose. I loved my mini split. It rated down to negative 25 and
no problems.
So do you use it in more than one room, or is it satisfying the needs of the whole house or just an area?
It did the whole level. I did a big
was it 3-ton?
Yeah,
36,000 BTU unit, and it cooled my whole house, heated the whole house. I used to be 100% electric baseboard and had $600 power bills, and then went from that to the mini split, and it was awesome. And they put one mini split in, and then you guys have mini splits at Cottonwood too.
Yep.
I don't know. I think that that's the coolest thing.
They have a mini split that'll run a couple of rooms.
Okay.
And each room will have its own thermostat and
right.
vent thingy. And
they could run it on the outside of the house and poke through. And then you could take that system and...
Wouldn't be...
As long as you already have another water heater in the house.
We do have a water heater in the house.
And so if the water heater for domestic use is good and you're only using the boiler for heat...
That could be part of the problem. Is that, you know, my boiler's used all year round for the water heater.
Right.
And so it keeps it a lot more active, although it's not 50 years old, though, either.
That's the problem with what we currently have, is it's very old.
Yeah.
But I think the mini split would be more efficient and maybe reasonable cost-wise. I don't, you know.
Yeah, we could definitely look into that.
And then they could be removed.
Right. I guess like the idea.
One other thought to throw into that, another balancing act in terms of computing the relative costs and benefits, but if a boiler did look like it was the most cost-effective way to solve it, I guess another thought would be if that boiler, the boiler that's placed in there, if it would be of sufficient size or the right kind of characteristics to be able to use in an area of the new structure or in the area for baseboard boiler heating in the old structure, you know, something along those lines.
And we kind of went down that path to say, could we take it out and put it somewhere else, right? And then, of course, nobody's going to touch that without really knowing what the layout would be. And so everybody's like, well, it could or it couldn't. So we kind of talked about that. When one of the companies came out, I happened to run into them when Prada was there, and we had that discussion because I was like, it'd be really great if we could take this out and use it somewhere else. And of course, they're like, well, that's always a possibility, but we just don't know what the layout is.
Yeah, if it's more flexible with the mini split thing in terms of
both getting. Or another 10,000, we'll take that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the heating and cooling aspect, you know, the mini split is a big positive. So,
just something to look at.
No, I think it's a great option.
So,
again, aesthetically, we don't really care. They run a couple of. The lines on the exterior and that old
come
building.
On Walt, that's a beautiful building.
Yeah,
it's historic.
It is historic.
It's historic, right? Landmark stuff.
But yeah, we'll look into it.
Yeah. And if not, so do you want a decision not to exceed? Because either way, we've got to do something.
Correct.
So it sounds like we're spending $12,000.
So I mean,
mini split for a couple of rooms being that.
And the power would be sufficient? Because you need 220.
It's 220.
Power. Yeah, like a 30? Right? So a 34 AM.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
We have to look at that aspect.
I mean, either way, we got to do something.
We can bring it back next month.
Another option would be to table it.
Yeah.
Until July.
Bring you the information in July.
Yeah, just thinking if it could be reused or, you know, if we don't need it at the new station because we do air conditioning, but maybe they can put them in here or put them in Cottonwood.
Right.
So just something to look at so we're not just throwing away the money.
Right. That's the sad part is that is a potential.
Yeah. But, and either way, I think that, I don't even know if that falls under our decision. Would that be... just normal.
It's kind of a capital expense.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what threshold it crosses, right? If it crosses.
Because you guys have a capital expense limit of 50 or 100 right now, right?
Yeah, what is
as far, that's a good
but question. But it's nice of you to ask.
Yeah, they bumped it up to around 50.
Nice of you to ask. I think you had authority, spending authority, but thank you for asking because that.
Just a lot of money.
Yeah.
For what it is. And
you can start burning the furniture.
Yep.
And that might encourage us to replace that equipment. The siding, the asbestos.
All the things.
Yeah, there's no smoking in that house, right?
No smoking.
Just making sure.
So I think that if you could look into that,
absolutely.
But if not, you know, we have to do what we have to do.
Yep. And I was thinking, if the boiler does become the option, the boiler would, there'd be some use for it, a boiler that new.
Absolutely.
In some fashion. It's just a matter of engineering it to the right application.
And we might pay for that down the road.
Yeah. Yep.
But the mini splits may be a good option.
Yeah, I think it's worth checking those out.
Just that we're using it for comfort. Mm-hmm. So, discussion as a decision, new contracts with the DNRC.
Really, nothing's changed in the contract other than the actual pay scale has changed. Actually, the pay scale seems the same. We added a read to that, and that's the only change. So.
Okay. So no decision. Do we need to sign something agreeing?
You'll sign something after we meet the new contracts, and I'll submit to DNRC, and it's for fiscal year 24.
Okay.
So move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Fire chief report. We're going to be the fastest, I think.
I think so. I should find the report.
Pretty good for an annual meeting.
Still missing
that one.
Got it.
Last at the back.
Pete's just in his retirement.
Yeah. For I'm supposed to ask if there's any public comment on the motions that are on the table. But I didn't, so I'm really bad at all this, so just so everybody knows, we're good.
So our call volume was actually due above normal through the first quarter of the year, and come April, May, it has dropped back down into the low 50s. Our transparts have dropped as well through that. We're still mostly going up, but they did slow down. It's kind of to be expected this time of year anyway, so that hasn't been a big deal, and the break has been nice. We've had a significant increase in motor vehicle accidents in the last 2.5 months, where we haven't ran much really in the last year, as far as other than minor fender benders and slide offs, but in the last 2 months we've had some pretty gnarly accidents.
Thank you, Highlight Canyon.
Yeah, Highlight has helped that. Motorcycles in the rain, but. Also, Huffine has become an active spot again. So there's that. We had a pretty significant gas leak on Western Drive here a couple weeks ago. That was very labor intensive and long, but it wasn't a big deal. They're putting fiber in, so I would expect to see some more of those in our district as they keep popping fiber through there. So they had locates and everything was good. It's just the locates were not right. Shocking. So, out of 53 since in April, we properly staffed 40 of those. So, we're still a little light on our staffing. And for 54 incidents in May, we had 34 of those staffed properly. So, we're still on that fine line of trying to get that leveled out. Having 7 more people come to the line will help. We just moved in. 3 of those new recruits that have already moved into Sourdough, and they're already on shift running calls while they're also finishing up the academy, and we'll be moving 1 more into Sourdough next month. So that's really good news.
Nice.
So with Martin and Altig helping out on A shift with kind of the senior piece of that and having a qualified driver, we're gonna be okay. So Reed will be moving out of Cottonwood the end of July. So we thought it was very reasonable to let him stay there while he finds housing and so.
And actually gets a paycheck.
And actually gets a paycheck so he can actually try to afford living here. But so Reed will still be there. That'll drop us to 1 at Cottonwood. My hope is In fall, I know of at least one more that's coming back from seasonal work that wants to go there, and we have potentially one more coming back from a duration in the Air Guard that moved out of there before he left, and he will potentially be moving back in, but he's still a few weeks out. So I haven't actually talked to him until he gets back stateside. So so hopefully Cottonwood, we kind of get that back up and running. I'd really like to get these people through, the new folks in here where they're gonna run the most calls, get them some experience, and then if we need to jostle them around or if they want to move over there, then we'll definitely look at those options. So staffing's doing better than it's been, and residents are doing better than it's been. We still have two now living at Ray, with the potential of a third come fall. So things are definitely on the up and up, which is good news. So
are there particular times of the day or something that our staffing is lacking?
Yep. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It has been, and we have dropped a lot of calls in the last 2 months when you look at the numbers in that time frame, and it's just difficult, even with our day staffers. It's just been difficult to staff some of those calls. So it's just that time frame. I think we mentioned last month, but we only have 4 people that are out that have left the state to do seasonal work for the summer. We have quite a few people that have stayed with us and are working locally through the summer till school starts, so that's been nice. The flip side of that is they are tied up on that 8 to 5 time frame during the week, so it's been a little bit of a challenge. But I think having the residents, more residents here now, that's gonna help significantly, I'm hoping. So that's kind of what we're looking at. But I think when fall comes back and we start getting those people back, we should definitely see it improve.
Nice.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, I just told you about residents, Ray. We're still doing day staffing. Still limited on day staffing. It was looking like it was going to improve dramatically. Then they all decided to move in the fire station, which is better, actually. So our day staffing numbers are still hit and miss a little bit. And I think that will continue to be hit and miss until we can actually increase the numbers that are our overall numbers. So that's going to be a continued challenge. Having 2 training officers so we can actually use them a little bit to train during the week when they're here, I think is a huge benefit to these guys. This is what they've asked for, is the opportunity to have access to the training officers during the day, during the week when they're here. So that's, we should see a big jump, I think, over the next few months in those, that training numbers, even more than what Mac and I were able to produce. So, and I don't think that's gonna take away from Templeton's main job at all, because it's literally only a couple hours a day at the most, but we should see a big increase in the training numbers. We continue to do Wednesday night trainings. That's been going good. We've had really good success with command training and getting the new people to start coming to command training, which is really, really important for them to understand why we do the tactics the way we do and to understand more of the radio traffic and all those things. So that's going really well. Spring Academy is about to wrap up in the next week or so. As I said, we had 5 members actually go to Helena for the DNRC CAT training. So they run it as if it was a wildland incident. They show up, they check in, they do all the things. They got to work with helicopters. They got to burn. It's pretty wet, but they got to burn. But they had a great time. We had a really good showing from Gallatin County. And everybody that went loved it. So that was really good. Good to hear. It's good that they're changing the way they're kind of doing that. I think it's actually valuable for our members to go. So we'll try to get more people in it next year. They also went to Wildland Urban Interface class, which is important. They've done SOC classes as well, which is not that important for us, but it does give them a lot of skills. So that training's all been good for us. We also participated in the Montana Special Olympics, and we sent three EMTs to that. They were very, very grateful. They gave us a great plaque. It was a really good, really good deal for us. Chief Nikolai continues to be the chair on the Fire Council for Communications. I continue to work with them in training. Ambulance transport's plan is complete, and I would love to see some money from that because it's trickling in. We just got into the what do we do about collections piece, which we thought we had all that under control, but basically we're not too worried about sending people to collections. Is what you guys all said when we started this. So I just had to rewrite the policy for them to make them understand that that's not the case. We're not going to send people to collections. So if that changes on your end, please let me know. But I think it's the right thing to do for our members. No injuries.
Is there a lot of people not paying? Or
yeah, there is. Which is ironic to me. But I spend a lot of time with the billing agency, and so we've got, not a lot, we've probably got 10 outstanding that are just refusing to do anything. So Medicare, Medicaid is very, very slow on their returns, and we have a lot of Medicare, Medicaid. That's why we're not seeing a ton of it come through, because I would say a majority, at least two-thirds of them are Medicare, Medicaid, which is surprising for our district, but that seems to be the people we frequent the most. So it's kind of where we're at, but we still keep working through that one. Engine 63 was out of service from the ladder rack. The motor on the ladder rack lowers it and raises it, went out. So Prado got that replaced. Luckily, he knew it was going to go out, and he asked me if we should just get a motor coming so that we had it, because it was quite a lead time on that. But I was like, we got two trucks. Both of them are starting to get a little shaky. We should probably order that and get it here. It came in about the right time. So as soon as that one went out,
nice.
We got the other one. So that didn't take very long. Other than that, that's all I have. So we have questions.
Okay. Thank you for what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you guys for supporting us.
Yeah,
that's great. The Special Olympics opportunity was good. Community service.
It's such a
highlight to be able to be involved in that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The guys had a blast. Mm-hmm. And I stopped by and it's just fun. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good time.
Nice.
The Olympians love it. When you say that, they just love it. So yeah. It's good that we can support them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. Trustee activities.
I'll go to Chief Mazur's funeral Sunday.
I think so.
So I'll go up for that.
And we have the Wildland Barbecue scheduled for June 28th.
Sure do.
Hopefully we don't have any storms.
Everything's on track for that. Yeah. Cheryl's a rock star at organizing all that. It sounds like we'll have Smokey the Bear this year, which will be great.
Nice.
Plus all the things, so it should be a good time.
Very nice.
Tell your neighbors.
Yep. Nice.
Good weather.
What's that?
Good weather.
Good weather, yeah. Yes. If you can talk to them about the weather, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a big windstorm like we had this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you mean it's not going to rain?
Well, I can't guarantee that.
Nice. All right, well, meeting adjourned.
Next board meeting.
Oh, next board meeting. It's not written on here, so I don't say it.
July 18th would be the scheduled date, depending on the board.
That's good. Looks good to me.
Fine.
I think that should work.
Doug.
Perfect.
Ah.
All right.
Return from vacation.
It is.
Cool. Meeting's adjourned now. Thanks, you guys, for coming.